In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We must believe that there are many deceased souls who are still in a purification period and need our help. That is why we must offer for them masses, prayers, Via Crucis, or the Stations of the Cross, sacrifices, alms, and everything that is a good deed, so that they can advance on their path towards the light of God. There are also saints who affirm that it is good to continue praying and offering prayers and good deeds, even masses, for the souls that are already in heaven, because for them, it will be like gifts that we offer them, since they do not need anything. And these gifts can be offered to Jesus, so that he can decide about them for the benefit of other needy souls. In this way, these souls will feel grateful and proud of their friends and family, who do not forget about them. And of course, on their part, they will help us and intercede for us before God to obtain many graces and blessings for us. Let us also not forget the children who died without baptism. Many of them continue to wander for a long time in limbo or other places and need us to offer for them at least a mass, give them a name, and consecrate them to God by baptizing them spiritually and receiving them as part of our family. God needs us in this great task of the salvation of our living and deceased brothers. God counts on us in the great task of saving the world. A well-known exorcist tells us, "Throughout my life, I have met truly mystical people, people of great holiness of life, and I have asked them about the lost or wandering souls. All of them have confirmed to me, 'Yes, Father, those souls exist. I see them roam the earth. There are many.' And I explained to them exactly what the state of these wandering spirits was, so that they might not be confused with the spirits of purgatory. These holy people confirmed to me the essential information that I have exposed about the state of these spirits. Now I am certain that those sad wandering souls roam our world, and especially certain places such as cemeteries, churches, houses where they died, fields where they took their own lives. They look at us, but they can't tell us anything. They can't touch us. They can't move objects. They are like mist. They suffer for their faults, and they still have time to repent, because they did not totally reject God, because their faults were not so great that they were immediately thrown into hell. The demons and the souls sent to hell are already condemned. They have already made their final decision. No demon will ever come out of hell. No condemned soul will ever come out of his eternal condemnation. But these other souls have until the final judgment or last judgment. Until then, they can understand and ask for forgiveness. They cannot deserve, but they can bitterly mourn their sins and cling to God. Beyond that moment of the final judgment or last judgment, the paths of those souls will definitively fork either towards the kingdom of heaven or towards the kingdom of darkness. For these souls, the final judgment or last judgment will be the last line beyond which there will be no hope, a judgment in which all will have to decide definitively, a moment in which their will make a decision, after which they will kneel with their hearts before God, or there will be no salvation anymore, ever. The final judgment or last judgment will be a true judgment for them. What a frightful moment, the moment on which all eternity hangs. They are called dwarves, small children who sometimes appear to their little siblings, as if seeking the love of their siblings and relatives because of being part of their family. These children are not aliens or demons, or special beings of another race or nature. They are simply unbaptized dead children that are wandering in limbo, waiting to be brought to the light of God in heaven by virtue of the mercy of God. Let us think of the many millions of children who die before they are born, without being baptized, and without having been consecrated to God, and above all, without anyone who has loved them. The Church does not rule out the existence of a temporary limbo for children who die without baptism before they go to heaven. On this matter, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich had enlightening revelations, at a time when these ideas of the salvation of these children were still far away. She tells the true story of a woman who had killed the man who had raped her and also killed the child that had been conceived. And she says, "Shortly after, this woman also died in repentance, who must suffer in reparation all the years that divine providence had for the life of her son, until the child, with the passing of time, has reached the moment of enjoying eternal life." Another real case, which Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich herself also tells us, is about a young farmer woman who secretly gave birth to her child for fear of her parents. The child died without baptism shortly after, and the servant of God says, "I have felt true concern for that poor child who died before baptism, and I have offered myself to God to satisfy and repair for him. It has been a long time since I have had a revelation about the state of these children who die before baptism. I cannot explain in words the meaning of that lost one, but I am so moved that whenever I come to know of a similar case, I offer myself to God with prayer and suffering to satisfy and repair for what others have done in negligence. I do this in order that the thought and the charitable act that I do can make amends for what is lacking by virtue of the communion of saints." Another case from Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich. One day, a 3-year-old boy appeared to me who had died without baptism. He told me that he could not be buried and that I should help him. He also told me what I should do for his benefit with continuous prayers. The next day, a poor woman from the town of Dulmen in Germany came to see me, asking for help for the expenses of the burial of her dead son. Her son was the same one I had seen the night before. We had him buried, and all this we did in intercession and for the merit of the soul of the child. After I had buried the child, I saw him again, and now he was radiant and going to a feast where many little children were gathered in joy. The good deed of burying him and the prayers of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich helped him to be released and go to heaven, joyful and happy. For this, the servant of God herself says, "One must pray so that no child dies without baptism." Maria Sima, the famous Austrian mystic, says, "Children who die without baptism usually do not go directly to heaven or to purgatory because they have no personal sins. They go to an intermediate place that we can call limbo, or the paradise of children. Only those children who have died without baptism and whose parents have prayed for them and have consecrated them to God can go directly to heaven, especially if the mother has gone to Mass many times and has received communion. When the mother received communion, in a way, these children also received communion by being in the mother's womb. And in this way, it was like being baptized with a baptism of desire." It's important to mention here that the baptism of desire is not a sacrament. It does not imprint the baptismal character or enable a person to receive the other sacraments. For the other children, says Maria Sima, we have the responsibility to take them to heaven by baptizing them spiritually, or offering a mass for them, giving them a name, and welcoming them into our family. And she tells us, "I knew a nurse who worked in a hospital in Vienna and who baptized stillborn or aborted children in her hospital. She did it twice every day, in the morning and at night. When she was about to die, she exclaimed, "Oh, how many children! They are all my children." The priest at her bedside replied, "Yes, she has baptized so many children that now they have all come to help her." And those children accompanied her on her way to the life after death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.